on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Form Preview here on RSN 927. A couple of meetings in Victoria today. The first at Stawell, set to get underway at 1 o'clock, and then Twilight Racing at Sandown later this afternoon. Warren Huntley's done the form for Sandown, and hopefully he's going to find some winners for us as well. Good morning, Warren.
Morning, Maddie.
What do we make of this meeting at Sandown this evening?
Certainly got an eye on the track, haven't we? We had a bit of rain overnight, plenty of it, and more coming through Melbourne, which looks like it's on the way out towards Sandown. So we've got to keep an eye on the track. I don't think we're going to get any better than a soft seven, and it may deteriorate. But there's one or two horses that I think have got upside, and hopefully if they handle the conditions, they'll run well today.
All right, hopefully we've found some wet trackers there. Like you said, racing on a soft seven today, the rail's in the true position, and they are expecting some showers throughout the afternoon. So we'll watch this space on the track. The first race there at Sandown set to get underway at 3:40 this afternoon. It's for the two-year-olds over the 1,400 metres. The favourite is the two for Maren Eustace Hollyfield at $3.10. The three, Drone Strike, is $3.30. And the six, Cerouge, is $3.70. There's a couple of bunched up in the market at the top here. Warren, can you separate them?
Well, I'm siding with Drone Strike. I thought she certainly didn't have any luck at all on debut behind A Beautiful Night in the Blue Diamond preview heat for the fillies, and then appreciated the step up to 1,200 metres at Pakenham and was really strong through the line there and well supported. And I think the 1,400 metres looks a positive for her, and she was really strong through the line winning last start. On with three, had a one, Flinders River. I'm not too sure how the pace is here, and I could see Flinders River rolling across from a wider barrier draw and getting very close to the speed. And for that reason, without a lot of pressure, although we're on the hillside circuit here, I thought Hua Flinders River had a chance of figuring in the finish. The form through Hollyfield's debut victory's been good, with Prime Star coming out to win a good race at Warwick Farm last week. And seven, Anitra, was chasing Drone Strike last start and also looks like the step up in distance will suit. Bit like the market, don't think there's a lot between them. 3-1-2-7.
3-1-2-7 in race number one. No scratchings there in the first at Sandown. Race number two, also no scratchings. It's over the 1,400 metres. The favourite is the three, Diasonic, at $2.30. The five, Western Sun, is $5. And the eight, Paradis, is also $5. This favourite looks pretty short. Warren, are you with it?
He's a nice horse. I don't know him on rain-affected ground, but if Richard Lemming's happy to run him. Fifth in the Sandown Guineas behind Pretty Brazen, with horses like Heart of Puissance and others in his proximity. He's a pretty good form reference for a benchmark 64 and a recent jump out at Cranbourne, where he was held together just sitting behind Sassy Solitage, was a good performance. Ring of Honour probably didn't have the race shape to suit last start behind Nonconformist. I think that form line's strong, and too brave enough, was fitter for two runs back from a spell and may well be able to get into a reasonable spot if he begins cleanly. But I think Diasonic stands out here. 3-5-1-2.
3-5-1-2. Race number three at Sandown this afternoon. Take out numbers 4 and 7. The favourite for Pat Carey is the 8, Music of the Night, $2.90. The 2, Pissarro, is $3.10. And the 5, Nothing Lysa High, is $4.20. Which way are you leaning in race 3, Warren?
Gee, it's a good race for Music by the Night, but she's starting to test the friendship. But she had no luck at all last start at Moonee Valley. And although she's not a regular winner, she's a winner and a place getter on soft ground. She stays down in the weights here and she should get a nice run. And if she runs the trip out, she's the one to beat. But the winning strike rate's probably just swaying you away from having a decent bet at a short quote. 8 ahead of 2, Pissarro, who also might be a slight query on the ground, but he's going well and has Ollie aboard and I think seems to have settled in well to Mick Kent's stable. 5, Nothing Like a High, hadn't been a regular winner, but two starts ago he was back in the winner's stall and then ran well at his next start. And 3, Mental Telepathy, is going okay and gets the blinkers off. 8-2-5-3.
8-2-5-3. Race number 4 is over the 1,000 metres. It's a benchmark 70. No scratchings here. The favourite for Maren Eustace once again is the 1, Seatonic, at $3.20. A joint favourites, actually. The 5, Right Enough, for Kenny Keyes, is also $3.20. And the 2, Do Well, is $4.40. Can you split these couple at the top, Warren?
Again, I think it's a very competitive race, Matty, but we haven't really seen Right Enough go on with it from what we saw on debut at Warrnambool, but rain-affected ground seems to be the key to her running her best, and a recent jump out at Cranbourne says she's come back well. So I'm going to go with 5, Right Enough. Head of 1, Seatonic, who's also jumped out well to resume here. Number 2, Jewel, has got that race fitness, which could be a positive here on rain-affected ground, where my top two selections are first up, but we're only at 1,000 metres. And 3, Beautiful Bee, another one who's trialled up nicely to get back to the races and should be strong late. I think 5 will really appreciate the rain-affected ground. 5, 1, 2, 3.
5, 1, 2, and 3. Race number 5 is the first leg of the quaddy. It'll jump at 6 o'clock tonight. It's also over the 1,000 metres. It's a benchmark 70. Takeout numbers 3 and 9. The favourite is the 1, the Mobot, at $3.80. The 2, Modir, is $4.20. And the 4, for Anthony Friedman, Paris, is $4.60. Which way do you kick off the quaddy with, Warren?
I'm siding with Modir, Matty. I'm sure she'll appreciate the ability to balance up and work home strongly at on the hillside circuit here. And she was good behind How Romantic last up. That's a terrific form reference, and she's handled rain-affected ground to win on soft ground previously. So she's just a really good, strong finishing short course horse. I'm going to go with 2 ahead of 4, Paris, who didn't have a lot of luck first up. She'll also appreciate the rain-affected ground. 7, Mecklenburg County interests me a little bit. Blinkers off, strong late, back to 1,000 metres. And I think 1, the Mobot's probably the other one that you'd probably include. I'm tending to risk her a little bit, but she does have the blinkers on here, and her overall record's good. She was spelled after her only defeat last start, Flemington, down the straight. You've got to forgive that. 2, 4, 7, 1.
2, 4, 7, and 1. Race number 6 at Sandown tonight is over the 1,800 metres. It's a benchmark 64. The scratchings are numbers 2, 4, 8, and 9. The favourite is the 12 for Chris Wallace. Sweet Gold at $3.60. The 6, Coin Collector, is $5. And the 7, Swiss Hero, is also $5. Is the Chris Waller horse the one to beat here, Warren?
Yeah, interesting runner, a maiden in a benchmark 64, but gee, she's going well, and I think she's been beaten by 2 smart horses at her last 2. Rebel Racer was just terrific, not being that comfortable around Moonee Valley, but winning last start. Sweet Gold was solid behind him, and Backus, the stablemate to Sweet Gold, was able to go and win again at his next start. So the form around her is good. I think she's better than maiden grade, and Craig Williams taking the ride here with a maiden in a race where he may well have had some other options. I'm going to go with 12 ahead of 7. Swiss Hero, who didn't have a lot of luck last start, gets the visor on here. 1, Smokin' Piero. The track pattern by this stage of the day, the inside draw, might be a query, but fitter for 1 run back from a spell, comfortable on rain-affected ground, and did enough first up behind Left-Hand Man. So I think Smokin' Piero's in the mix, as is 5, Black Bow Tie, on his best form, but he was nowhere near his best last start. But he is a winner on soft ground. He's some query at the trip, but his overall ability for me means he's got to go in. 12, 7, 1, 5.
12, 7, 1, and 5. Race 7 is over the 1,600 metres. It's a benchmark 70. Takeout numbers 5 and 6. The favourite for Archie Alexander is the 7, Petruchio, at $2.25. The 1, Grand Crown, is $3.70. And the 4, Seberate, is $5.50. Only lightly raced, the favourite here, Warren. Can it make it back-to-back wins?
Oh, I think he probably can. I think the market's identified the main chances there with Grand Crown, who's comfortable on rain-affected ground, as the main danger. But I'm going to go with 7, Petruchio. He was very good winning last start, and he'll appreciate the balance up and run home here on the hillside circuit. 7 ahead of 1, who's not that badly treated with the claim for T.O. Nugent. Thought it was a good change of tactics for number 3, Hunter Moser, last start. The rain-affected ground might be a slight query, but he's a winner on heavy, and he ran well leading last start, and into the Indiana Lily come through that race to be unlucky. So I'm including Hunter Moser, and I've got 4, Seberate, who's hard and fit, consistent, back from a little trip over to South Australia in his next best. But I thought 7, 1 and 3 were the key numbers here. 7, 1, 3, 4.
7, 1, 3 and 4. The final race at Sandown this evening, set to get underway at 7:30 over the 1,400 metres. It's a benchmark 70. The scratchings are numbers 3, 6 and 10. The favourite is the 8, Falls, at $3.80. The 1, Left-Hand Man, is $4.20. And the 13, Irish Butterfly, is $4.20. 11 runners here in the final race. Warren, looks a tough one too. How do you bring us home?
It is tough, Matty, but I'm going to have something each way. Number 12, Chuck-a-Luck. I thought that recent jump out of Cranbourne says that he settled in well, and he brings Catalyst form here, albeit well beaten by Catalyst at his most recent run, but that was at Group 1 level in New Zealand. He's comfortable on rain-affected ground. I think he's jumped out nicely at home, and I think he's a little bit over the odds now that he's based at Cranbourne. 12 ahead of 13 Irish Butterfly, fitter for one run back from a spell. One left-hand man's going really well, just climbing up in the weights for those performances, but gets the claim here for Liam Reardon, and 8 falls. I think in the mix, but was just a little bit tight in early markets, although by the end of the day, that wide barrier draw might be as big a disadvantage as you may have first thought. 12, 13, 1 and 8.
12, 13, 1 and 8. So the 12, chuck of luck with that Catalyst form. $6 the win, $2.10 the place. Warren, where do we make a dollar today?
Race 2, number 3, Diasonic, the best for me, Maddie, and can play each way at value, I think. Race 8, number 12, chuck a luck. For the quaddy, first leg numbers 2, 4 and 7. Stretch that include to number 1 if you wanted to go a little bit wider. Second leg 1, 5, 7 and 12. Third leg 1, 3 and 7. Home with numbers 1, 8, 12 and 13. Play of the day for me, running double races 4 and 5. First leg 1, 2 and 5. Second leg 1, 2, 4 and 7.
Good on you, Warren. All the best today at Sandown.
Thanks, Matty.
Warren Huntley with his look at Sandown this eve.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Yes, welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Before we find all those winners at Sandown this evening, we need to build a bank at stall, and the man who's going to help us do that is Harry White. Good morning to you, Harry.
Morning, Matty. How are you?
I'm going well. How confident are you that we can build that bank this afternoon?
Look, with short, small fields, the prices, we have to shoot fairly straight, but I'm hoping that means that we almost tip the card, so we should have a bank for Sandown.
All right, if we're shooting straight and hit the bullseye, mate, that's all that matters. Racing today at Stall is on a good 4. The rail is true the entire way. It is a little bit overcast there at Stall, so we'll watch for some showers as well. The first race set to get underway at 1 o'clock. It's over the 1100 metres. No scratchings here. The favourite is Odds On Fit Mar and Eustace. The 4 Glamorise at $1.90. The 2 Rogue Star is $3.80. And the 1 Dasher Blue is $6. Are you with the Odds On Pop here in the first, Harry?
Sure am. Glamorise looks to be the clear standout in a very modest maiden. Has been rolled as favourite in her past 4 starts, though, so that's something to be somewhat wary of. Still, the race's price, she contested, appear to have more depth than here. Gets the services of Linda Meach and has the blinkers go on first time. I just think she wins. Probably ahead of number 7, What an Effort, who raced wide over the trip throughout when first up. Was entitled to tyre, but she did weaken pretty badly. Does strip fitter here. Blinkers get thrown on and should put in an improved performance. Debutante Sunlit Storm has been okay in a few jump outs. He's by Toronado, whose progeny is going quite well, but probably wants further looking at pedigree. And another debutante, Rogue Storm's been jumping out okay as well, and maybe next best, 4-7-3-2.
4-7-3-2 in the opener there at Stall this afternoon. Race number 2 is over the 1300 metres. Take out numbers 3 and 6. The favourite from Aaron Eustace is the 7, Panda's Nosy Boot, at $2.60. The 5, Fontaine Diamond, is $3, and the 8, Vapid, is $3.60. You're with the Panda here, Harry.
Not with the Panda. Have it in the mix. It does look like it's going to be an early double for the Mar and Eustace camp, but I'm with number 8, Vapid, goes on top. This horse has shown plenty of promise, placing in 4 of 6 career runs, and the format of around her stacking up. She ran 3rd behind Reactor last start at Yarra Valley. Well, that horse won his next start, and 2nd place getter from that race won on the weekend as well. Then ran 3rd at Track and Trip 2 back. The winner there, Mr. Cancun, won next start again and placed in far stronger grade at Caulfield. Will Price aboard with the claim. Back on firmer footing, she should go close. Her stablemate, as we mentioned, Panda's Nosy Boot, set to debut. Looked good in a recent jump out effort. Drawn well and expect a solid showing. Number 5, Fontaine Diamond, will appreciate the extra trip after a sound first up run and has shown enough to be in the mix. And then I'll throw in Venom Dior, who led throughout in a recent jump out and looks to be improved from last prep. 8-7-5-4.
8-7-5-4. Race 3 at Stall this afternoon is over the 2,000 metres. No scratchings here. The favourite for Paul Pruska is the 7, Train to Nowhere, at $2.15. The 2, Russian Fighter, is $2.20. And the 6, Divine Attraction, is $7. Only 2 they really want here, Harry. Can you separate them?
Yeah, look, I think there is only two that look standout chances. I'm actually very keen on number seven, Train to Nowhere, who's fourth up now, rock hard fit, was only narrowly denied when second over the trip last start after having the blinkers chucked on. Third place getter out of that race, rather fantastic, was an easy winner on Sunday, and there was a gap back to the rest of that field. Modest Company, she can go one better. The other live hope, obviously number two, Russian Fighter, who is yet to miss a place in three runs this prep. The latter two runs over the mile. Will Price sticks on with the claim, and while he is on trial over the trip, it should suit. From there, number six, Divine Attraction's been building towards a win this prep and was sound enough in a much stronger maiden over the trip last start. Then take your pick of the rest. Maybe number one, Crypto Shamil, who probably leads them. It's probably between those two. Very keen on the seven ahead of 2, 6, and 1.
Seven ahead of 2, 6, and 1. Race four. There this afternoon is over the mile. Take out the number four. The favourite is the three. Hughes the Boss at $2.20. Will Price also jumps aboard. He looks to have a good book there today at stall. The two, Gingerson, is $2.60. And the seven, Miss Yeti, is $5. Is Will Price going to get another winner here, Harry?
Yeah, I think so. Hughes the Boss, probably there's not much between that horse and Ginger Sun, but Hughes the Boss was held up at the top of the straight last start, but got a rails run and closed off nicely for second with a two-length gap back to the rest of the field. A bit more luck over the same trip can see him go one better. Ginger Sun was only two lengths off the winner at Warrnambool last start and has shown enough in the couple before to be in the mix. Maps to probably lead here, and if given an easy time up front, may prove hard to run down. Number seven, Miss Yeti, jumping up to the mile with some race experience might spark some improvement. And I'll throw in number six, Danayai, who gets the blinkers on first time, is probably the better of the remaining three. 3, 2, 7, 6.
3, 2, 7, and 6. Over to race five at stall this afternoon. It's the first leg of the quaddie set to get underway at 3:15. It's over the mile. It's a benchmark 64. And the scratchings are numbers 4 and 5. The favourite is the 7, Malevolent, at $2.90. The 2, Cash for Diamonds, $3.80. And the 1, Bosconi, is $4. How do you kick off the quaddie at stall, Has?
Fairly open race. I'll have all of these four in my first leg of the quaddie, but siding with number one, Bosconi, who won here at his home track three runs back in stronger grade, coming from well back, peeling wide and getting over the top late. Second place getter royal performance has won a further two races since, including the Colac Cup on Sunday, amongst another three subsequent winners. So the form lines are good. I will concede he was a bit flat next start at Werribee, then was sound enough last start at Bendigo, but back up to the mile will suit, and he's two wins and a second in as many runs here at the track, and drops 2.5 kilos from last run. Danger to Meyer looked to be number two, Cash for Diamonds. Strips fitter from a sound first up run, absolutely loves this trip. Number eight, Spearhead, dropped out of it last start. The rider stating the horse should try and lead in its races, so he'll be up front there and may give them something to chase. And number seven, Malevolent, is placed in his last four runs, beaten margins all less than a length, and was favoured on three of those occasions, so becoming frustrating for punters. Does drop 5 kilos from last run, has come up favourite again. I can't do it to myself having him on top, but he is in the mix. 1, 2, 8, 7.
1, 2, 8, and 7. Race six is a benchmark 58, also over the 2,000 metres. Just the one scratching here. Take out number seven. The favourite is the 3, Centenary Shot, at $2.40. The 2, Tarn's Prince, is also $2.70. And the 8, He's a Genius, is $7. Once again, there's only two horses they want here. Harry, can you separate them?
Yeah, I can. Look, I'd be happy to put those two only in the quarter. I'm just going a little bit wider, hoping that there's an upset. But I'm with the 7-year-old, Centenary Shot, who's in a purple patch of form, having won two of his last three. Three back was at Track and Trip in similar grade, and put 2.5 lengths on the next best runner there. Gets in well weighted with Laura Lafferty aboard with the 3 kilo claim. It's hard to knock winning form when I'm happy to suggest he goes on with it. Three ahead of 2, Tarn's Prince, was a good winner over the mile on heavy going two back. Only sound in stronger grade over the trip last start, but back in class a little bit here, now having a run over this trip under his belt, he can prove competitive. One at odds that might run well, number 9, Jamocha, was slowly away last start, but made up decent ground with a rails run home to finish about 2 lengths off the leader. Fourth up now, over this trip's ideal, he'll be winding up late. And number 1, I'll Be Gone, next best, 3, 2, 9, 1.
3, 2, 9, and 1. Laura Lafferty in flying form at the moment too, so hopefully she can get the chockies there in race 6. Race 7 at stall this afternoon is over the 1,300 metres. It's a benchmark 58. No scratchings. It looks a tough race. The favourite is the 3, Time Forward, at $4.40. The 4, Crystal Pistol, is $4.80. And the 1, How You Like Me Now, is $5. Well, Harry, I'll like you a whole lot better if you can find me a winner in race 7.
Yeah, look, it's very open. I can see the market's already shifted from yesterday. I'm with Time Forward. It's been good since dropping back to this grade. He split Happy Street and subsequent winner Jane's Angel two back at Geelong before a good run over the trip last start when not far away in fifth after being posted three and four wide throughout. Alana Kelly sticks on with the claim. Maps a lot better from the draw and just needs to keep doing what he's doing to go close. From number four, Crystal Pistols, been consistent without winning. Two second placings before a good run last start when fourth over the trip at Ararat. Just couldn't run down the leaders. This field looks easier. Josh Cartwright sticks on and he's ideally drawn. Number six, our Dexter, won three back at Track and Trip in similar grade, has filled the minors in his next two runs. Those efforts are good enough for this, and he's nicely weighted with Will Price aboard again, who looks set for a big day. Day on the drink, we're showing promise in stronger company before an average effort last start over the trip. Maybe the blinkers replacing winkers spark a better performance. 3-4-6-5.
3-4-6. Sorry, was it 3-4-6-5? Is that right, Harry?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, beautiful. 3-4-6-5. Race 8 there at Stawell is the final race on the card. It's over the 1,300 metres. It's a benchmark 58. Scratchings are numbers 2, 6 and 9. The favourite, the 8, Make Mine Hennessy, is $3.70. The 3, Now and Forever, is $4.20. And the 10, The Old Bird, is $4.80. How you bring us home, Haz?
Hard way to close the day. Chasing value. Winsome Maid resumes. Look to be making ground in a recent jump-out effort. One well two back before a sound effort in a field that provides good form lines. Probably better than anything else here. She goes on top from The Old Bird, who went amiss last start but was racing well prior, filling the minors on numerous occasions. Back on her home trek, she's worth another chance. Now and Forever ran well last start over a similar trip but is a bit hit and miss. Looking at prior form, up to her best, she's in the mix. And Make Minor Hennessy was sound first up, has placed second up before and should be included in the quaddie. 5-10-3-8.
Beautiful. And how do we make a dollar today at Stawell, Haz?
Best bet, race 3, number 7, Train to Nowhere. The only value I could find is in the last, race 8, number 5, Winsome Maid. Quaddy, 1-2-7-8, first leg, second leg, 1-2-3-9, third leg, 3-4-5-6, last leg, 3-5-8 and 10. Play of the day, Akiran Maher and Dave Eustace, stable double to kick off the day. Race 1, number 4, into race 2, number 8.
Hey, mate, you're becoming one of the most versatile tipsters at this station. Have you got anything anywhere else around the country today?
No, oh, I think J-Mac's mount in the first at Randwick Kensington will get up short and sweet.
Oh, we're on board. Good luck today, Haz.
Thanks, Matty.
Harry White with his look at Stawell. If you